From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In the opening minute of public trading, more than 80 million shares of Facebook traded at the Nasdaq with a jump to $42 a share. The Silicon Valley headquarters of Facebook went wild early today as 28-year-old Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg rang the Nasdaq's opening trading bell. Amid hugs and high fives, Facebook kicked off a day of public trading at a price of $38 a share. Despite concerns about the social media giant's earnings potential, some experts speculate Facebook's closing price today could rise to as much as $50 a share. President Obama is announcing a new effort to feed millions of the world's poor. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the initiative includes billions in pledges from the private sector.
The president's food security push will initially target three countries in Africa: Ethiopia, Ghana, and Tanzania. Mr. Obama says companies such as Monsanto and Cargill have pledged to work with small farmers in those countries to produce enough food to be self-sufficient.
The whole purpose of development is to create the conditions where assistance is no longer needed.
Mr. Obama insists the new private investment is not a replacement for the $22 billion in food aid the government's promised at an earlier G8 meeting. While the U.S. says it's on track to meet its pledges, not all countries have done the same. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The new president of France, socialist François Hollande, meets with President Obama at the White House today. Among other things, he'll announce plans for a pullout of all French combat troops from Afghanistan by the end of this year. The timing's not good for President Obama, who's seeking re-election this year. A rocket attack on a U.S. base in northeast Afghanistan has killed two NATO soldiers. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that four others were wounded in this attack.
Kunar province is one of the most violent battlegrounds in the country, mostly because of insurgent safe havens across the Pakistan border. Indirect fire, mortars or rockets fired from nearby mountaintops, is much more common than face-to-face combat. The summer fighting season is in full swing as Afghan and American leaders prepare to meet at a NATO summit in Chicago this weekend, where Washington is hoping to secure pledges to support Afghanistan after most American and NATO troops leave the country in 2014. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
The Labor Department is reporting that unemployment rates dropped in 37 states last month, the greatest decline in 3 months. Joblessness was unchanged in 8 states and rose in 5. Nationally, April's unemployment rate was 8.1%. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 48 at 12,394, the Nasdaq down 25. This is NPR. The fate of former Senator John Edwards is in the hands of a jury in Greensboro, North Carolina. At issue, did the former Democratic presidential hopeful break the law when donations from two wealthy donors helped to hide his pregnant mistress? Edwards faces 6 criminal counts, including conspiracy to violate the Federal Election Campaign Act, accepting contributions that exceeded campaign finance limits, and causing his campaign to file a false financial disclosure report. If convicted on all charges, he could get up to 30 years in prison and a $1.5 million fine. Gusty, unpredictable winds continue to drive the Gladiator fire in north-central Arizona. As Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports, personnel from 14 states are pitching in to battle this blaze.
The fire has destroyed at least 4 homes near the old mining town of Crown King, and the neighboring town of Pine Flats been put on evacuation notice. There are more than 600 people from all over the country fighting this fire with engines and air tankers, but the weather and rugged terrain have made a challenging job that much tougher. In addition to the homes in the towns, the fire is also threatening communication sites, power lines, and historic sites in the Prescott National Forest. Strong winds, high temperatures, and dry air are forecast to continue for at least the next several days. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
In Colorado, a blaze has scorched more than 11 square miles. Across much of the nation, it'll be a hot summer, according to government forecasters, who say for about 3/4 of the nation, June through August, will be warmer than usual. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.